Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
You guys are going to training camp, right?
We are going to training camp, Sam. Fun times today on The Sweet Spot as we are continuing to look for a home for our good puppy dog friend, Ruben. Sean, you tweeted out the link. Good one-year-old puppy dog you met last night at the brewery across the street.
Very handsome, very chill, needs a home, and going to be euthanized on the 3rd. So
That's tomorrow, yeah. So it has to happen today.
Exactly.
He's a good boy, very handsome fella. If you need a good friend, the link, Sean has tweeted it out. I retweeted it. Check it out. Get yourself a friend. Help him out. All right, it's 2:59 on The Sweet Spot. Jay King.
Thank you so much, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Corby.
Thank you very much.
Corby's going to have to adopt that dog.
Yeah, I heard you guys mention.
He's a good
this.
Boy.
R.I.P.
So do we know what time lethal injection is going down?
Jeez,
when the,
Dave, don't
the
know
governor's if, call needs to come in?
If we can get a stay of execution, we don't know.
I hear they're using old Sparky.
Corby. I just quoted it, and we're moving on.
Corby.
Yeah.
Would you do something?
What? You want me to take the dog?
Corby,
I'd like
Corby
you to take action here.
Corby,
or at
the
least
dog.
Retweet it.
I did.
For God's sake.
I just did. I literally just did.
Rough.
Continue
Corby,
to talk about it.
I'm going
to
report this as spam.
Save all the animals, Corby.
Seriously.
I might have to.
The shelters are full, Corby.
I know.
And you have such a big side yard.
You have this giant house.
You don't have a dog.
Right.
You have zero animals.
I can't.
You've never saved one animal's
you
life.
You haven't. It's unbelievable.
You've basically got a nature preserve in your side yard, and you don't even want to take care of the animal.
Built for animals.
Do you feel like you bear any responsibility for his future?
I feel it right now. I really do. It hurts. We're going to find that guy at home.
Yep. That's right.
I tweeted it to someone do something good for once in your miserable lives and take in a dog. That dog looks awesome. What was he doing at the brewery? Just chilling?
Yeah, somebody from the Dallas Animal Shelter was there showing him off, and he was just the most even-keel, chilled dog you've ever seen. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was probably putting on a show.
Maybe.
Like, once you get him home.
Until the trigger
tear crap up.
It was all a ruse.
And it's nothing great. Medical. They just don't have room at the shelter, so.
He's not like Eddie Haskell.
He's, like, twitching because he wants to attack somebody so bad.
Right. What's up with this red card?
I know what his trigger word
can't
is.
Wait to rip your calf off.
Is that blood?
Let me lick you. Yeah, look, I licked you.
He's
like, don't bite.
Anaconda, anaconda.
Please don't bite him.
Happy Thursday, P1s. Today is July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year in 2026. There are 182 days left in the year. Happy Report Military Fraud Day.
What?
Yeah. So, like, if somebody
like
goes, I'm in the Army, and then you report the fact that they're not. And it's World Sports Journalist Day. We should all feel right at home on this big day.
It's kind
especially
of our
where
day.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you feel like journalists.
We're surrounded by world sport journalists.
I do feel
like there's Michael
more important right now than I do in the studio. Like I feel like I'm around people that matter in the industry. Unlike when I'm at work,
I bet you you're within like 50 yards of an Egyptian sports journalist.
I know. How cool is that?
Have you thought about that?
I just did. On this day in 1776, the Continental Congress resolves,
whoa,
these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
Ah, states' rights.
Do you
and
think,
then they invented fireworks.
Do you think Egypt has a ticket?
Actually, didn't we steal all the fireworks from China? So, yeah, we did it. It's ours. Don't look now. In 1843, boy, this is the I guess the inspirado for Sharknado. In 1843, an alligator, an alligator fell from the sky during a thunderstorm in Charleston, South Carolina. Yeah, Mike was trying to talk about the movie Sharknado.
Which is a true story.
Sharknado. In 1865, one-time Methodist Reformed Church minister William Booth and his wife Catherine Booth found the East London Christian Mission, now known as the Salvation Army. And you can jump in their big red kettle. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob, do you think they can rewind the Egypt Sports Day Talk Act back an hour?
I'd love to hear what the Egyptian ticket does for birthdays and days in history.
Right.
Nobody likes Wimbledon.
Who's this?
They're bitching about Wimbledon.
They have dogs they're trying to adopt.
Yeah.
In 1881, the U.S. President James Garfield is shot by Charles Guiteau, a disgruntled office seeker. Garfield died 79 days later.
Pretty good little miniseries on Netflix called something Lightning, Death by Lightning.
Deals with that. Shot.
Yeah, it's good. Check
it out.
Great
report.
Aw, skeet, skeet.
In 1921, Warren G. Harding signed a joint congressional resolution declaring the official end of the war with Germany.
Warren G.
Think they did Renegade?
In 1956, Elvis Presley recorded Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel at RCA Studio in New York City. Hold that thought for 5:30 as we have a fun segment. In 1962, Sam Walton opened his first Walmart store in Rogers, Arkansas. What kind of dough did he have before that?
Am I the ticket personality that worked the longest at a Walmart?
I think you're the only one.
Store 1265.
Lando's the ticket personality that's lived the longest at a Walmart.
Yeah. It was outside of the Walmart.
It's still in a box, at a Walmart. Right.
So do you think Jerry Jones's dad was like a rival of the Waltons because he had his own store?
Yeah, probably. When Jerry had to wear a little bow tie.
Yeah.
Jones Mart versus Walmart.
Uh-huh. Lando, I too have slept in a Walmart parking lot.
Really?
At least three times.
Why did you?
They can't tow you. So,
what do you mean at least three times?
Well, once when I didn't have a hotel at South by Southwest, and I just slept in the back of my truck.
Hell yeah.
In the parking lot.
It's a money-saving tactic, mm-hmm. Bob.
And the other two times were going to and coming back from Coachella when we were towing the RV.
So, is that often done?
Customary? Yeah, it's known. Yeah, if you have a camper or you're just driving cross country, you can stay at a Walmart parking lot.
But COVID taking away the 24-hour Walmart really sucked.
What about, can Lando hop in his shopping cart and at Walmart and just start going to sleep?
Doing some jousting?
As long as he's in the parking lot.
Lando, have you ever been trying to sleep and they have a cart roundup?
You're like, boy, is that a guy in there?
He's let him sleep.
He's balled up in a cart.
In 2025, hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is found guilty on two counts of transportation for prostitution and was acquitted of racketeering conspiracy and sex trafficking. Is he still in jail? Surely so. Sports
He's got
birthdays.
A few months left.
They showed her last night. Alex Morgan is 37.
Still would.
All right.
Yeah. Still? What do you mean? Like
you're no disrespect.
She's 37, Dave.
Dave has not withdrawn his advances.
37?
As she turns 37.
And she's 84. Yeah, I guess I still would. Even though she's 37.
Dave declares, I'm out.
Chad Henne is 41. Plano's own Rex Burkhead is 36.
Greatness.
Boy.
Husker.
An early member on Corby's team.
How many rings did Rex get with the Pats? Like 7?
I don't know, man. But if you had 45 Rex Burkheads, could you ever lose a game?
No. Are you kidding me? You know what he drove to practice?
No
Even
truck.
With Doug Henning as your quarterback.
He never bought a new car.
Never spent a penny.
His dad got the Cowboys out of their last minicamp practice.
How?
It's true.
Because he does security for them, and Schottenheimer, yeah, had him play hoops, and he made a shot, and the Cowboys didn't have to have the third day of minicamp.
What year was that? Last year?
This week.
This week? Yeah. Like, his dad is still working?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
That's what we get for having Saad on the show today.
Saad, that's a fun fact.
I mean, how many years could it have been ago if it was Schottenheimer?
You're not getting that from Monty.
It's like in the 90s.
I said last year.
It was in the 60s.
Former Mav Marquise Chris is 29. Brock Hoffman is 27.
Cowboy great.
Derek White is 32.
Where'd Brock Hoffman get
off? Man, you really leaned into that last name.
Jose Canseco is 62.
Ticket Zone?
Yep.
Like 50 times he was on that nighttime show.
Jose Canseco,
Dennis Hoffman, Jose Canseco joins us.
Brock Hoffman has joined Mike McCarthy with the Pittsburgh Football Steelers.
What do you think, Rowdy Hateful?
Brett the Hitman Hart is 69.
Best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Legend.
I did not know this guy was still alive. Richard Petty is 89. I would have guessed he died in, like, 1989.
Is he still racing?
That's the king.
Was it 1989, right?
Didn't they have his car when we went to Las Vegas at the F1 track or whatever? They had the old Richard Petty.
Number 40.
Silver, blue. Silver and blue. Daytona 500 winner. And the seats were all ripped out. Did you not see that? You're into racing and stuff.
The STP car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You hate Richard Petty.
How did I miss it?
I don't know.
You were too distracted by Korean barbecue that night.
Right, and weird Elvis.
It's very possible.
And the Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that gets me.
Joe Thornton, 47.
Jumbo.
The most smug announcer in all of sports, Brandel Chamblee, is 64.
User's own.
Brandel Chamblee is happy to pass on his wisdom.
That guy. Clark Kellogg is 65. Joe Philbin. Right. Joe Philbin, 65.
Did he play for the Packers?
He did. He coached for the Packers.
P1 birthdays. On July 2nd, my P1 brother Keith turns 44. I live in Rockford, Illinois, and barely know how this works, so please bear with me. Keith's leaders are Mr. Cox's Billy Thorpe album, and his swinging wife's foot mouth. What?
His swinging wife's foot mouth.
I think this is AI generated.
It's a fooge.
Yeah. So, Rockford, is he doing a bear down joke? Bear with me? Is this a Chicago Bears comedy?
It must be. That is, let's see, that's from Keith's brother, Chris.
Because listen, mister, we don't do bears jokes on this show.
Drop request, Young Bob Holy interview, point. And tease about women's sports in his next segment. Thanks for all the HSOs.
All right, you're back on my good side.
Good afternoon, Why Today Doesn't Suck crew. I would like to wish my amazing and beautiful girlfriend, Samantha, a happy 21st birthday. Not currently a V1, but I'm working on it. I love everything about her except for the fact that she's a Houston Astros fan, which is okay because only one team is in first place in the AL West. Her leaders are the entire Why Today Doesn't Suck crew. She would like to hear what's in Norm's underwear. Or a Line 4 guy joke. Let's go with the joke. That's from Will.
P1 sure.
Will. Does he have one?
Two nuns are given the assignment to paint their room.
All right.
Now, they didn't want to get their habits messed up with the paint, so they decided to take off all their clothes since they were the only ones there. So they're in there naked and painting. There's a knock on the door. They freeze. Who is it, they say? Blind guy.
Yes!
All right.
That really is.
That's what I'm talking about. Happy birthday, America.
For those of you...
That's freedom right there.
You're damn right.
...who are wondering what the punchline was.
He wasn't actually blind.
He said, nice tees, where do you want these blinds?
he installed blinds.
Yes.
Which is like
was from the blind company.
Sorry.
So it's like a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Very clever if you think about it.
Double entendre.
We don't do this very often, but we will because this guy was a monster P1. I believe I met him one time, too. It is the five-year heavenly birthday of Big Mike Lauffer, Brad's dad. They're celebrating the life of Mike.
Okay.
Who passed away 5 years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know how you address that.
Well, shout out to the Lauffer family.
Yeah, I just didn't know if happy birthday or anything like that would be in order. So.
Sure.
So when you're in heaven, do you celebrate your heavenly birthday or your birthday?
So is he 5 years old right now in heaven?
Yeah.
And do they get all the waitresses and waiters to come sing, or just
all the angels? They bring a cake.
Yeah, maybe a cookie cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Okay, all right, I get it.
We have to do this for eternity, huh?
It's the 10th
for
time
everyone.
Today.
God, all day, all you hear is birthday
yeah,
stuff.
Just everywhere.
Maybe that's hell.
Boy, what? What a great Larry David idea that is.
Oh, man.
Really?
What were we doing?
Pazookies every year, you think?
That'd be great.
Cumulus birthdays, Treverton.
Hey!
Treverton's
good
birthday.
Good dude. Great dude.
Michael Velardes or Valadares. Other birthdays, Larry David is 79.
Oh. Nice.
That's an amazing, ironic note.
Margot Robbie, 36. Ashley Tisdale, 41.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wow.
Lindsay Lohan, 40.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's see. Vince Staples, 33. And born on this day, now dead. Rene Lacoste, he of IZOD, died in 1996.
Holy
the founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas, died in 02. And dead on this day, still dead. Three. Nostradamus, Ernest Hemingway, James Stewart, and Eli Weissel. That's why today.
Eli was
two,
out.
And you're done.
My son.
Hi, Mino.
Shut it down.
Adopt Ruben.
I am.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.